BBC Caribbean Report.
Frantic efforts to resolve the crisis in West Indian cricket. The search called off for survivors of the ship caught in Hurricane Mitch. And Cuban exiles try to have President Castro arrested. I'm Orin Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
This has been a setback of major proportion. I can assure you, we have had phone calls from several sponsors. Some of the sponsors raising very serious issues about their sponsorship. How do we win? We're going to have a serious problem with the credibility within the West Indies. What have we won? I mean, I really am amazed that you'd make a statement like that. I don't think we have won anything. We don't think so. We think it's a black day in West Indies cricket.
The president of the West Indies Cricket Board, Pat Rousseau, emphasizing why there are no winners in the saga surrounding the sacking of Captain Brian Lara and his deputy Carl Hooper. The Caribbean and the rest of the cricketing world are still in shock at the development. We're joined now live by journalists Hugh Crosskill in Jamaica, Colin Croft in Trinidad, and Neil Manthorpe in South Africa. Gentlemen, is this the biggest crisis to hit West Indies cricket since the Rebel Tour of the 80s? Hugh first.